We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We brought you damn good beer, and now we're delivering to you damn good beef. Hassle Cattle Company is the absolute best source for farm-to-table Wagyu beef in the country. Hassle Cattle Company is a fourth-generation cattle farm out of Texas. They ship all over the beautiful USA and straight to your door. They call their beef the blue-collar Wagyu. Why? Because it's the best damn Wagyu that every man or woman can afford. Hassle Cattle Company offers Wagyu smoked sausage, New York strip, beef bacon, Wagyu Frank, two jerky flavors, original and sweet and spicy, and their hamburger even won the Food Network's Northeast Burger Jam. Not only do we love their beef, the country loves their beef. Everybody wants to get in on this. These guys take their registered bulls and breed them with Angus cows, giving you that very high prime product that is grown with zero antibiotics or hormones. So head to HassleCattleCompany.com, that's H-A-S-S-E-L-L CattleCompany.com, and use promo code DNVR10 for 10% off your order, plus any orders over $200 get you free shipping. Again, use code DNVR10, check them out today, and we promise you will not be disappointed. Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts. I'm your host, Rudo, joined by AJ Hafley. Just the two of us today, but should be a fun one. We're going to be drafting our favorite players, specifically favorites, not necessarily the best players currently in the league. They do have to be active, but yeah. Favorite players. And we're going to see... chat, you can decide which one of us is the better team, who likes the better players. I have a feeling It might not be me, but
we'll see. I already know that I'm gonna have some unpopular picks here.
All right. I like the sound of that. It should be interesting. We're not doing a full team roster, to be clear. We're doing a top six forwards, top 4D, and one goaltender. Hi Kale. I have a
Kale feeling McCarr did agree to that. That was a fun day.
I have a feeling he might get picked in this draft too. We're also to that point where we can each take one Av.
Yep.
Only one. So
We're not just going to run down the Avalanche roster and be like, yeah, right. The team we cover, we like those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's we want to spread the wings a little bit here and see. I'm genuinely curious because I really, if somebody asked me, as much time as we spend together, if somebody asked me Rudo's five favorite non-Abs players in the NHL, I wouldn't know where to start.
I would just list a bunch of aisles for you, probably.
I mean, I feel like everybody would be like, well, Svechnikov. And then after I feel like people, I have no idea what people's lists would look like. But
I have a couple that I'll say and you'll go, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that one makes sense. But
I definitely will. But off the top of my head, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't really know where to start.
Yes. Same with you, other than just naming random aisles and Svech, I guess. But
I mean, like, come on, like Matt Barzal's a pretty safe bet for me to be like, I like that guy.
Definitely true. Definitely true. I have one aisle on my list as well, so we'll see if AJ allows me to have him.
Probably. I really wasn't planning on taking too many.
All right. I got a
shot. I didn't want it to be like, oh, we're going to take our favorite players. Okay, well, we can only take one Av.
And then take a bunch of Islanders.
And then just be like, okay, well, I built the Islanders roster with one Av.
Great. Really exactly. High-end content right
there. Yeah, really great fun.
I don't think I took... Okay, I took two players from one team.
Oh, you already made your list.
I mean, I have an outline, and then you inevitably snipe one or two. We'll see, but
yeah, I'm literally just making this up as I go.
Man, well, one of us has to host the show, actually. So, on that note,
all right, Mr. Sassy Pants.
All right, it looks like AJ has the first overall pick.
Oh no! Okay. Well, I guess in that case, I'm taking my guy. I'm staying on brand, and I'm gonna take Andrei Svechnikov.
All right, no beating around the bush with that one. Yeah, everybody saw that one coming. Completely predictable from AJ.
Yeah.
Plus, he's the only dude in the league that does the Michigan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you say that. Didn't Philip Forsberg?
Did he do one? Maybe.
Yeah, do one as well. And people were like, oh, it's the Svechnikov. And then it was like, it's the Michigan. And
everyone got mad Boston. About it.
Yeah, everybody was just angry about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, whatever it's called, Svech has done it a couple times. So
it's true. He has. And I've been a Svech fan since he was 15, so.
Long time coming on that train.
Yeah. There's an alternate universe where he's an F. Where Ottawa gives up that pick and, you know.
It works out where they can take Svech with it, yeah. Yep. Boy, yep. What a world that would be.
Yup.
He's a man that... You put him under, like, Landy's tutelage? Wow. That'd be something.
Just saying.
In any case, Svech goes first overall in favorite players for AJ. No one's going to be shocked at that one.
It's true.
I'm also taking a forward. I'll save my Avs pick for later. So I'm going to go with Sasha Barkov.
Okay. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, I've always loved him. Another guy that almost could have been an Av, but
you know the stories about that one. If Rick Pracy had gotten his way,
it would have been Barkov.
Yep, Sasha Barkov would be an Av, and Nathan MacKinnon would be probably a Lightning.
Yeah.
Because
down to three, Jones would have gone through or something. Yeah.
Rumor was that it was Jones for the Panthers if Barkov was gone. But I don't know if that's true. I mean, who knows, right?
Obviously,
maybe they just switch teams and it's that simple.
You end
just
up a massive Barkov, butterfly effect every time you try to change history. So you never really know what's going to go on there. But I've always loved Barkov. Very was awesome to watch his career trajectory kind of take off. Not too dissimilar from McKinnon's. Probably a little bit more well-rounded defensively than McKinnon, but obviously doesn't put up nearly 100 points a year.
Interesting, because he gets the reputation as an elite defensive forward.
Yeah.
And he's had seasons where he's been that, but he's also had seasons where he hasn't been that. And like McKinnon is like, oh, he doesn't play defense. Like if you talk to Avs fans, be like, he doesn't play defense. And then you look at the result, his on ice results, and you look at some of the metrics and stuff, and you're like,
defense is fine.
It's gotten better.
Yeah.
Over the years. Yeah, it's gotten better.
Yep. So.
All right. Well.
Yeah. No, I guess I totally can pick again, right?
I totally go against my entire draft philosophy of build your roster around centers and D. I draft a wing first. So
yeah, just off, and then we're doing Snake, right? So I'm up again.
Yeah. So it's you.
Cool. So I see. I loaded two bullets in the chamber. Although I guess this guy doesn't have to play center; he can kind of play wherever you need him. I'm going for my second pick with another forward at very least in Steven Stamkos.
Okay.
I've always loved him. I know we said current players. I wish this was a draft that we could take players of anywhere in their prime, and Stamkos would probably still be on this list, because there was a point in his career where, if not for the injuries, I legitimately thought this dude was going to rival Ovi in the goal scoring category.
I mean, he's early in his career. He was just a little turret over there.
Yep.
You know, they just fed him pucks and he just went bombs away. And
has one
you
of
you see it now. It comes in flashes and it's not every night.
Yep. I mean, he's 31. His leg will never be 100% again. He has all sorts of other injury problems that he's dealing with. But
yeah, the injuries have really sapped him of some of his ability to get everything behind the shot that he used to.
Yeah, but I went with my heart, as that was our plan for this draft. He's also has one of the three or four seasons since the lockout of 60 goals, I believe. So, and Ovi has the rest of them. So, yeah. My center depth is rock solid now. We're good on that front.
Let's see. Yeah, there have only been... Is this right? There's only been two 60-goal seasons? It's Ovi and Stamkos?
I thought Ovi had two.
Ovi's got a bunch of 50-goal seasons.
Maybe then. And maybe just the
two. I'm looking at it. He's got 51, 51, 52, 56, 53, and then he's got the 165.
Let's see. Since 05, don't sum results. Goals. Yeah, it's just that. And then Chichu had a 56-goal season. What is that? That's wild. Yeah.
The height of Joe Thornton's powers, turning Donovan Chichu into a 56-goal scorer.
Danny Heatley, all-star.
56 goals, Jonathan Chichu, to out of the league in like 3 years.
Yeah, that
it was so wild. Was
wild.
Okay, well, I guess it's my pick, so...
Yep,
AJ. Speaking of wild, I'm going to take one.
Oh, boy. I avoided that franchise.
Well, they're pretty easy to avoid for the most part, but I'm taking the thrill. I'm taking Kirill Kaprizov.
Yeah, I considered him, but did not commit to it. Obviously, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Incredibly fun to watch. But we're already seeing a pretty significant difference. I suspect AJ is going to continue to build a very young team here.
Probably. Yeah.
I've already built a team that's either in their prime or older, and that's going to continue. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah. All right, so I've got a right wing and a left wing. I'm just going to keep filling out my wings because you're done at your centers. Yeah, I don't have to worry about
you
taking
You can pick your centers whenever now.
So I'm going with another left wing, one of my favorite left wings in the NHL to watch, and I am taking everybody's favorite, Matt Tkachuk.
Yeah, absolutely no one surprised by that. That one, incredibly predictable. So, yeah. An interesting setup here. Could be a team that's not super fun to play against here.
Yeah, for as much as I'm like, teams don't need, the apps don't need to worry about power or whatever. I'm like, well, when I have a chance to build a team of my favorite players.
And they're all big dudes.
Yeah, I've got two power forwards in Kirill Kaprizov.
Yep. Yeah, boy. This would be a fun roster for sure. I guess this is another thing we haven't talked about at all, is we're not caring about salary cap at all.
No. I mean, yeah. if we hit the cap floor, if the salary cap comes into it with us making half a roster, we've gone hard into the expensive guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, who cares, man? This is just for fun.
Definitely.
This is purely these are our favorite players. It's August. We have nothing else to talk about of substance. This is what we're doing.
No doubt about it. Only thing we're missing is a beer. So hit up Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR right there. Bam. Or you can go down to the DNVR bar where you can host your own fantasy draft, especially for football coming up. I think you get two free pitchers of beer and some other goodies if you want to host your draft at the bar. So check that out. Hook up the bar, give them a little bit of a call if you're thinking about doing a fantasy football draft with a bunch of people in person. And obviously find yourself some good company hard seltzers from Breck Brew as well at home if you can't make it down to the bar. And then hit up DraftKings Sportsbook, because right now it's a ridiculous deal with football right around the corner, especially college football. If you make a new account with the code DNVR, all you have to do is put $1 on any college football game and you will be given $200. It's not even like a bet that you have to win. When you put $1 on a game, it just gives you $200 right away. You don't even have to wait for the results of the game. So you can go bet on whatever you want. It's $200 free dollars. It's what it is. It's straight up. Go bet on hockey, basketball, any other sport under the sun, or more on college football if that's your thing. Go for it. Take advantage of the offer right now. It's $200 free dollars when you use code DNBR when you sign up with a new account. So download that top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now to check it all out. Once you have it, use the DNBR code again. Must be 21 or older for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Colorado only. New customers only. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem, 1-800-522-4700. Yeah, and then if you don't want to hold your fantasy draft at the DNVR bar, you can also support us by signing up for a DNVR membership, where you get access to a bunch of awesome things, our content, obviously, but the DNVR lounge, bigger beers at the bar. You can also get a free shirt with a annual membership from us as well, and our shirts are pretty cool. Got a little three-headed monster on today, so we're feeling good right now. Support us that way. You can always contribute to the Yacht Fund as well, but don't on this show, because the show's not live. Save it for when we're actually here. Hopefully that will be tomorrow, I think. Pretty sure we'll be back proper tomorrow.
Should be tomorrow.
Yeah. So
we're gonna say that, and then this episode will get held for 3 weeks.
Yeah, right. Just it'll day in the future.
It'll premiere sometime in September. When I'm talking about it being in August, and then tomorrow is actually a Saturday.
That's the way it goes sometimes. But let's get back into the draft. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I am back up on the board, and I'm gonna do it. I'm going to take our first defenseman of the draft here. Have always loved him, was super excited before he got injured last year. Aaron Ekblad is my first pick on defense. I've always loved him. It's been a tragedy to me, the injury struggles he's had throughout his pro career, and I was so excited to finally see him break out. I think even with the injury, he continues to bring it. So I'm looking forward to more Ekblad. I think he's a great compliment to what I'm going to end up building here, but we'll see. We'll see overall. Alongside Ekblad, all right, let's just get this one out of the way, because you knew I was going to do it. Sam Reinhart is going on the forwards for me. I guess he's a
You know hockey's now, played right? outside of Florida, right?
Yeah, I'm just drafting. Well, Reinhart only just joined him, but I'm just drafting the Florida Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning at this point.
We're even joking about me taking all Islanders, and you have three Panthers.
I know, and my team's logo is going to be the Orlando Solar Bears too. So, we're good to go.
Fair enough.
Rudo Florida, they call me. Yeah. Florida Rudo. I'm ready. Anyway, I like the team. A bit weird that they all ended up in Florida so far, but I'll branch out soon. Don't worry. All right. I need more wings. Got draft wings next too. But AJ, back to you.
I am going to stay in Florida, and I'm going to take another forward, and I'm going with Braden Point.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
He's everything that I love to watch in a hockey player. He works hard. He's fast as hell. He's highly skilled. Some of the stuff that he does, it's just like, this is unfair.
Yep. Then he got $9.5 million.
Yeah, deservedly so. Oh, totally. Deservedly totally. So. It's he's oof.
It's even when players deserve it, it's kind of like music to my ears when you hear a contract that costs more than Cale Makar's.
Yeah. even though they play totally different positions. Yeah,
completely unrelated, buys more UFA years, doesn't matter. It's more than Makar's contract.
In no way comparable at all, but it's like, got paid more.
Yeah, exactly. Oof. Yeah, that's strong forward core here, AJ, so far. Strong forward core, but you're going to have to back it up with defense eventually.
I feel like my power play is going to be pretty good. I feel good about my power play for right now. Let's see. Who else do I really, really like?
Yeah, he's gotta start digging deep now.
Yeah, I guess I've used up my left wing spots, haven't I?
I mean, I'm not gonna fault you if you want to play someone on the offside and see what happens.
Yeah, then I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna take a local guy here, and I'm gonna go with Nikolai Ehlers.
Yeah, I figured that one would be somewhere on your list.
Dude, I kind of love my wings.
this a commercial for like Wingstop or something?
Yeah, right? I don't know. Ehlers again, like he's had such a great last couple of years.
Yeah, he's ascended for sure.
He ascended as one. I don't know. I love watching him play. Yeah, he's so dynamic, and things clicked for him. The big thing was he can't score in the playoffs. And then he started scoring in the playoffs. And it was like, all right, well, he's great now.
Yep.
So now I've got three left wings. I'll put one of them on the right side. I'll put Kaprizov on the right side.
Just pick one. Put it on the right.
Yeah.
Kaprizov probably the most biggest distributor of the bunch, I'd guess. Maybe Ehlers.
I don't know, actually, how I would actually. I need another center before I decide how I want to. Yeah,
who's driving what there, for sure. Yeah.
Before I can really decide how I want to put them together.
Fair enough. All right, back to me.
Yep.
I'm going to go one that makes sense, but for me, but probably is going to weaken my team a little bit here. I'm going to take Turbo.
Really?
Yeah, I've always loved Tavo. He's a forward, but I know he's not super duper high end, but he can vibe on my second line.
Yeah, I mean, if we were focusing on super duper high end, like Connor McDavid's not getting drafted,
right?
Leon Draisaitl's not getting drafted. Austin Matthews not getting drafted. Neither one of us has taken Nathan MacKinnon. I can tell you, I'm not going to as my second center.
Nope. Yeah.
We're not focusing on the high end. If we were doing more than one Av, then MacKinnon would have gone. Yes.
Oh, for sure. But you can only pick one. So.
Yep. It's interesting that we both have stayed away from that so far.
Yep. Yeah. Who's gonna blink first on that one? I think is what it's gonna come down to.
Yeah.
Haven't touched the goalie either, but once one of us picks the goalie, the other one can just wait, basically. So.
I don't think you're not going to take my goalie. I'm not going to take your goalie. So I'm not too worried about that.
We'll see. We'll see. Unless you're taking Khudobin, which you might.
Maybe. Right. Yeah.
For my next pick, I'm going to take another defenseman, a guy I've always liked. I was super sad to see him not pull it out and win the Norris a couple of years back. But John Carlson out of Washington on my defense.
A couple of righties.
Yep.
I mean, Carlson has been... What an interesting career he's had, because he's been playing with so much star power his entire career. It's really interesting that a guy with his numbers, his level of production and where he is in... awards voting on a consistent basis, this guy just doesn't get talked about. One of the generation's better defensive players.
Especially over the last handful of years where he's really come into his own in the league. I mean, he's been in the league for a while, but he's a little bit of a late bloomer with his really high-end production. You know, he had one 50-point year, I guess, in 14-15, but 17-18, 18-19, 19-20, 68, 70, 75 points as a 28, 29, 30-year-old. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. John Carlson. You're really getting into the truly guys that you really like.
Yep. I took the assignment seriously, AJ.
Finally. Finally. Bruto takes one of our assignments seriously.
On occasion, it does happen, all right? Only on occasion, though. So, I got four forwards and two D. AJ, somehow, Mr. Defense himself, has zero D going into his pick of the draft.
Yeah.
So, who is it? Who's your first D? You have to pick it with either this pick or the next pick, unless you're going goalie.
Did you pick two guys?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Dude, I forgot all about Teravainen. I'm dumb. Boy. I don't know.
Just gotta think hard on this one.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I've got my guy. I am going to take my sixth forward and my second center, and I'm going to go out to Vegas, funny enough, and I'm taking Wild Bill.
I'm taking
William Karlsson as my guy. I
did not see that one coming.
Been a really big fan of William Karlsson for, you know, as long as he's been good. I didn't think much about him when he was 4C in Columbus.
Sure.
Really, really, really have enjoyed watching him kind of break out as a really good two-way player. I really, really like him. Extra points for having an incredibly cute dog on Instagram that updates on a regular basis so that I get to enjoy it. That's extra points. That's a good way to become one of my favorite players, is have a cute dog Instagram.
All right.
So I've got my forward core all set, and looking at it, I don't think other teams want to play against it.
Definitely not a fun team to play against.
I really wanted to take Matt Barzell, but I really wanted to avoid I truly want to avoid Islanders and just be like, oh, it's just fanboy hour up in here. Although that's kind of what this draft is.
I mean, I've taken three Panthers, so.
Yeah. Which I've... Two of them don't surprise me.
I'm sure.
Ekblad, I don't know. I guess I just didn't realize your love of Ekblad.
Yep. It's up there. He's no Sam Reinhart, don't get me wrong, but
yeah, true. I'm gonna take my goalie.
All right.
And at the same time, I'm gonna take my Av, and I'm going with Darcy Kuemper.
Wow. All right.
So I am all in on Kuemper. I think he's legit. I have really enjoyed watching him in Arizona the last couple of years. His competitiveness, I think, is my favorite attribute about him because he just doesn't take any shit. And, you know, he, behind some really mediocre Arizona teams, he just battled and battled and battled. And I'm really excited to see what he does behind an elite defense, behind a defense that, you know, I don't think that they're going to be giving up 16 shots in a game very often next year, but
probably not.
You know, I also don't think it's going to be 34 shots against per game. It's going to be a really good defense again. And I think Darcy Kuemper, I've already picked him for Vezina. I'm sticking with that. I love watching him play. I think it's going to be an awesome fit. I'm really excited to see how he does. And I'm really glad that I went against Brand as the defense guy. I'm saving all of my defense for my last couple of picks.
To be fair, it's not like too many are going to be taken off the board.
Yeah, I don't have to worry that much about it. And I already know who... I can take them in pairs, and I've already got a pretty good idea of who I want.
Of your pairings. Very nice, very nice. All right, before we get to my picks, do be sure to check out Chevalier Mortgage. Both Mike and Virginia have been in the business for a very, very long time now here in Colorado, and Mike is a certified financial planner, so it's not just him getting a great rate on a loan for you. They look at your entire picture when it comes to your finances and have you covered to find exactly what you need, not only for a loan, but when it comes to the home buying market. So check them out today at dnbrmortgage.com. You can get a free consultation and some free DNBR merch when you sign up for it over there. You can also call Virginia directly at 303-257-6578. Jump on it. They got you covered. They can take the stress out of the home buying process for you. Michael Chevalier, NMLS 1931006. Virginia Chevalier, NMLS 1910631. All right, so I'm gonna steal one from my boys on the golf course. We played a little scramble last week, as you guys probably know if you followed them. But we hit a lot of good shots on the golf course, and you know, more than once we had about 4 inches of putt left to go, and I think all of us knew almost exactly what 4 inches looked like. So if you're in the same boat and you're trying to turn 4 inches into 5 inches, Manscaped has the tools to help you trim your green, if you know what I'm saying. So get on over there, get 20% off with code DNVR20. use the code to get the perfect package 4.0, the lawnmower 4.0. They also have a bunch of other amazing products that take care of your body, both above and below the belt. You can use the face shavers, the shave mats to catch all your hair, the breath mints, the deodorant, whatever it is, they got you covered. So get free shipping on the perfect package as well when you use that DNVR20 code. And then, certainly not least, Strava Craft Coffee. You get their cold brew down at the DNBR bar if you're in and around town, or you can order online and get 25% off your first order when you use code DNBR25, and then 20% off after that if you sign up for their subscription service. So they got you covered. Get your coffee, get your CBD, do what you need to do, and yeah, enjoy some Strava. Enjoy some DraftKings. Enjoy some Chevalier Mortgage, Manscaped, Breck Brew, all of our other sponsors, too. They're all dope. Highly recommend you check them out if you haven't tried any of them yet. Let's get into the third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. All right. It's back to me, correct? I believe mm-hmm. so. Yeah, you took Wild Bill and Kemper there. So it is now my turn. I am going to take my Av as well first. And that's going to be Mikko Rantanen. It was a struggle for me between Mikko and Kale. It was going to be one of those two for me, but ultimately if I'm being true to my heart on this one, it has to be Mikko. I love his play style. I love his take on hockey off the wing there with some of that power forward element, but also, you know, has a bunch of tools, passing ability from behind the net, the one-timer from the circle on the power play. Just he manages to stuff everything I love in a hockey player into one set. So had to do it.
And he's super awkward. Yeah. And like, goofy with the way that he skates and sometimes just falls down and
yep. A little relatable in that sense for sure. Yeah.
It's very entertaining.
Yeah. I'd absolutely love him. He was my favorite player of the new generation of Avs from the beginning, basically before I, you know, actually did this as a real proper job. So had to stick with it on that one. And then on the defensive side, I'm staying with my weirdly old players that I love taking. On my left side, I'm taking Roman Josi, which just won a Norris a couple years back. Hard not to see some value there.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, literally 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So filling out my defense as well. Still got one forward, one D, and one goalie to pick here, but it's coming together. I think I probably already like AJ's team better than mine, but I'm picking my favorite players, so I don't care.
All right.
Back to AJ.
Yeah, you have your forward core still has one more guy to go. Okay.
All defense here. All defense.
Yeah, I'm going to really shock people with these first two picks on defense. But I'm going back out to Vegas. And I'm going to take Shea Theodore. And then I'm going all the way up to Jersey, and I'm taking Dougie Hamilton.
Yeah. Literally no one is surprised by these two picks.
Yeah.
Not a single person.
Yeah, except maybe Shea Theodore and Dougie Hamilton. They may not know. They may not know my love for them, but
Dougie, if you're watching, give us a call.
True. That's my top pairing.
That's pretty rock solid right there.
Yeah, it was a lot more cost efficient before Dougie's deal in New Jersey, but I'm okay with this. I love these two guys. They're probably both a little more offensively oriented than I would love as my actual top pairing, but they're so good getting pucks out and just moving them that I'm happy with it. They're not going to be the most physical top pairing. They're not really going to shut you down so much as you're just never going to have the puck.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look at your team. you're gonna play possession hockey.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna play. We're gonna play. My team's gonna play a little bit in transition.
You can't sure. have the puck, and if you get the puck, we're gonna beat you up. That's what your team is gonna do.
Yeah. And then a couple of these guys are gonna look beautiful doing it.
A little bit of the male model factor on this team.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it in the back of my mind.
All right, fair enough. I don't think I've kept that in my mind very well. Not that my team's ugly, but I just don't care how attractive you are. Okay, back to me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For my last D, I'm going back to the Florida well. I'm taking Sergachev. You wanted Hedman that badly?
No, I thought you were going to take. I thought you were going to take my other guy.
Oh, boy. Oh, you knew I wouldn't take Uyghur. Come on.
Given that you basically apparently don't watch hockey that happens outside of Florida.
You're shocked that I wouldn't take Uyghur?
I wasn't expecting you to, and then you're like, I'm taking another Florida dude, and I'm like, no!
Yeah, Uyghur is not my dude, all right? There are some people in the Discord that are all about Uyghur. It's not me. Sergachev's my guy. He can be my one properly young defenseman that rounds out my top four here on the left side. I don't actually know. I think I'd probably run Sergachev with Carlson and then do Josi and Ekblad.
That's how I'd do it.
It just makes the most sense. Sergachev yeah. can kind of be the defensive one. Anyway, that's my defense fully rounded out. And then my last forward, I'm just going totally off the board here. I went with Tyler Toffoli just because I like him.
I thought about taking Tyson Jost as my Av.
Oh, there you go.
Just because, look, everybody knows what's up.
You'd get votes for sure if you take Jost.
Yeah, I mean, I expect that the poll will be which team wins. Like,
yeah, right.
Which team would win if I took him going head to head against Sasha Barkov and Steven Stamkos? We know it's not going to go well.
And you'd probably be taking some L's there for sure.
Yeah, depending on where you play Stamkos and Reinhardt, I guess.
All right,
it wouldn't really matter. Tyson Jost isn't on that level.
You say that, but like, people are going to see and just pick from their favorite players, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's where the Makichuk thing is going to sour some folks.
Yeah, for sure.
My brazen love of Makichuk is my downfall consistently.
People don't like that, AJ.
Well, people can get over it.
All right. AJ's final two picks of the draft and then my goaltender.
I've got to finish out my defense here. Yep. Considering the luxury that I have of waiting this whole time to take defenders, I still am coming out with a pretty good defense. I do really want a really good defender here, and I'm taking another division rival that we see.
You're sinking your ship quickly.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm going into Dallas and I'm plucking out Miro Heiskanen.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Just as a really good two-way player, a young guy that I don't think the offense is as flashy or as productive because Dallas. you know, that's a consideration.
Yeah.
So
I think you're actually good there. I think a lot of Avs fans like Miro, so.
Yeah, I'm not too, really.
And yet another dude who was almost an Av.
Yeah. It's true.
So. Our favorite players are just the dudes that we wanted the Avs to take in every draft.
True.
Oh. All right, finish her off.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if there's anyone that I missed, and there is. Given how many defensemen I really, really like around the league.
Yeah, you got a lot of choices, bud.
This one, it hurts, but I'm throwing it on there. I'm taking him, man. I'm taking Mackenzie Weegar.
Yeah. I knew it was coming.
Those are my pairings. Shea Theodore and Dougie Hamilton, Miro Haskin and Mackenzie Weegar.
Yeah. You're not mixing them. You're just riding the YOLO of Theodore and Dougie.
Yep. All right. And if I wanted to, I mean, Theodore and Weegar and Haskin and Dougie. I mean, come on.
Not complaining, certainly. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So there's AJ's full team
That's my full team. I think it's a work of art.
It's a pretty damn good team. Not going to lie to you. Until Kemper breaks, and then...
Yeah, then I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. I'm definitely in trouble if Darcy Kemper breaks, but I say this all the time. You're always in trouble if your starting goaltender breaks.
Very true. All right. Which, speaking of, I do need to pick my starting goaltender. I'm the only one that's going to take an Islander.
You're going to take Varley?
Taking Varley.
I thought about Varley. I thought about Sorokin because I love him.
Yeah.
But it really came down to I needed to take an Av, and I knew I wasn't going to take a skater as an Av. I expected you to take my car.
He was my other pick. But
and then
Grant didn't just fit too well with the way it fell.
And then I wanted to take Vasilevsky because I love have been a huge Vasilevsky fan forever.
Yeah, Vasilevsky was on my list, but again, I took the project seriously here. Varley was the first proper goaltender of my adult life watching the Avs, so
I loved Varley when he was in Washington, and then I'm a big fan throughout his Avalanche tenure, and now he's an Islander, so
just right always here, right there.
Yeah, I always will have mad love for Semyon Varlamov. So can't say anything negative about the pick at all.
All right. So that wraps it up. There you go. Both AJ and I's favorite teams of players currently in the NHL. I think AJ's is probably better on paper, but you should vote for mine anyway.
There you go.
And then, yeah, well, if you're watching this live, by the time it's over, there should be a post up on Twitter listing both of our teams and then having a little vote from the DNVR Avalanche account, which go follow, by the way, if you don't. So vote on it. Which team do you like better? I expect to get blown out, but you know what? Maybe people like Florida as much as I do. Who knows? Like and subscribe to the video on YouTube as well. That helps us out a ton here on the channel. We appreciate it very much. That is gonna do it for our little snake draft section of this off season. Who knows? Maybe they'll come back deeper into August. But for now, that's the end of this little run. We will be back with you live tomorrow. So we'll talk about something. I don't know. These are pre-recorded, so that's
we'll talk about something. Great way to put it.
Yeah. That's over a week from when we're recording this, so we'll see when we get there. Hope to see you all there in the chat when we come back. Thank you for watching, listening, however you consume, and we will talk to you guys then.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.